Usually I give a schmooze and then I give the title, but I already know the title, so I know the title to you is a little bit strange. It sounds strange, but you'll see as we go through the schmooze the reason behind the title. In this week's parasha, the Torah discusses a very, what seems to be a brief battle with Amalek, with Canaan, but it's really Amalek. And there's a tremendous lesson to be learned from a very, very striking Rashi. Rashi tells us that even though the pasuk says Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad, even though the Kananim heard Melech Arad, what did they hear? They heard that Aaron passed away, and now is a good time that the undercover left. Now is a good time to attack the Jews. So Rashi tells us in the next Rashi that the fact that the Torah tells us that Canaan was Yoshev HaNegev is very striking. It seems out of place. Why? Says Rashi, it's not really Canaan. It's rather it's Amalek, as it says in the pasuk in Parsha Shlach, Amalek Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev. Amalek is in the south. So if we're talking about a nation in the south, it doesn't sound like it's Canaan because Canaan is in the north. So what's going on over here? So Rashi explains to us as follows. Rashi says that the Amalekim know and believe in Hashem. But again, they don't want to describe. They don't want to have to believe in Hashem. Now, they know that the Jewish people are going to daven to Hashem for help. And they're going to say to Hashem, Hashem, please save us from Amalek. And then the Jews are going to win. So it would be a great idea. They changed the way they spoke to the Canaanite language, to the language of Canaan. And then, but they didn't change their clothing. They still continue to wear clothing of Amalekim, says Rashi. So therefore, the Jews are going to say, well, hold on a second. They're talking like Canaanim, but they're dressed like Amalekim. So what should we do? Nispalel Stam, let us daven. Hashem, please save us from this nation, from a nation. Shenemar im nason titenes ha'am ha'zebiyodi, which is the next part, which is the next pasuk. Vayidar yisro nedel Hashem, v'yomar im nason titenes ha'am ha'zeh, this nation. So you see two tremendous lessons over here. Number one, that even Amalek understood that the koach tefillah of the Jews, that if they daven to Hashem, their tefillahs will be answered. That's number one. Number two, the fact is that if it's not, and the bigger, more important, not more important, but the more powerful diuk in Rashi is that the more precise the tefillah, the more powerful the tefillah is. Now, they were nervous, right? They were nervous that if the Jews say, please save us from Amalek, they'll be saved for sure. But if the Jews daven and say, save us from a stam nation, it's somewhat vague, their tefillahs may not be answered, or will not be answered. It's also, I think it is interesting that they could have just changed their clothes. I guess, the truth is, maybe they couldn't change their clothing to Kanani clothing, because then they had to travel and change everybody's clothing. That would be too difficult. But to change the language, that wouldn't be too hard. I think that's probably the pshat. But they understood that if the Jews don't daven for Amalek in particular, but rather save us from this nation that's very vague, so then their tefillos will not work. So Rav Zilberstein brings down this Rashi, and it's a very amazing, it's an amazing Rashi that even the Goyim understand how important it is that our tefillos need to be precise. And he brings a story from us, he calls it, he doesn't say who it is, but there's a Sefer of Chochm Echad, who's a Dayan and a Mechaber Svarim, that he was very Medayik in tefillah. And, the person who was Medayik in tefillah, and he brought a Maaser from a Chosid Godol that had already passed away, but while he was alive, he was never sleeping past Chatzos, like Avraham Melech, and he fasted many times, and he spent 10 years, oh, I'm sorry, from the time he was 10 years old, he didn't daven by himself, he always davened with a minion, and he never ate without a poor person at his table. So Bekitzer, he was a tremendous major league tzaddik. And before he passed away, when he was 70 years old, he raised his hands up and he says, and he testified about himself, that all of his kavanos, his entire life, was focused on serving Hashem. 4 years after he passed away, he appeared to another chosid gadol in a dream, and he said, "Oy vey, oy li shayisi mivla yimei shnos vishnos behevel. Woe to me that my life was filled with emptiness." And when his friend heard this, he cried out, and his whole house woke up. And they were nervous. Well, why is he crying? And he told over this dream. And he said, this tzaddik came to me in a dream. And I thought that he would be mamish in very lofty heights in Gan Eden with the others. And here he's telling me that woe is to me that my years are filled with emptiness. Very striking. So all the people of the city, they went to his kever for 30 days in a row to daven that he should come to them in a dream and tell them what he's talking about. And after 30 days, this chassid who had passed away, who was a tremendous tzaddik, came to the chassid who was alive in a dream, and he told them that after he passed away and he came to Beis Din Shamayla, they said that all your actions are shalim. You're in great standing. But after they said, here, look up into the Shemayim. Look up into the Shemayim. And he looked up and he saw small flowers instead of the stars in the sky. And he asked, what are those flowers? And they answered me, these are the vowels that I didn't say properly when I davened. Sometimes I said a tzere, which is like an A, right, or instead of a shva, and sometimes a chirik, which is an E sound, instead of a shurok, which is an U. And those apparently are speaking out against him, and they are causing, and he may have to come back in another Gilgal. Now, again, this is obviously a very, very heavy story, and again, that's a little bit scary, but I think there's certainly something we can take out from this, and that is, so many of us, daven, Baruch Hashem, the whole tefillah, Pesukei Dezimra, and so many times it's mumbo jumbo. And just to quote from the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, first of all, let's talk about Hashem's name for a second. I was learning, and I said this a few weeks ago, if you heard this already, it's just Chazara. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch in Simen Vav Sif Gimel says the following about saying the name of Hashem. V'zehu miklal hayira. This is part of the idea of fear of Hashem. Shalom haskir shmo godol. Do not say his great name, ki imederech shevach u'brocha. Praise and blessing. B'mashu mechuyav. A bracha that you chayav to say. Or if you're learning and you say Hashem's name. So the only times a person should say Hashem's name is if he's actually chayv to say it, or b'derech limud, and of course in tefillah, and saying a pasuk of tehillim. V'yira, he should be afraid, v'yizda'zu evarav. And his limbs should tremble, v'shal shu mazkes Hashem yisbarach shemo. Avalo lehotzio chas Hashem levatola. Right? A person should tremble before he says the name of Hashem. Now that's a huge madrega. What about thinking about what we're saying when we say Hashem Ado and then Noi? We're saying Adon Hakol, He's Hayahovia Elokeinu, He's Balakochos Gudolos Mashkiach Al Kol Olam Kulo. And I'd like to make an observation. Oftentimes we say when somebody's davening for the Omer or somebody's davening for themselves, Hashem Elokeinu is a very common word. There's a common phrases and words that people say all the time. So I think we're Hashem Elokeinu, if there are any words that we should be exceedingly careful to say properly, it should be those two words. Yet, since we're so used to saying them, we probably mumble them often. We mumble them quite often. And if you compare that to what we're supposed to do before we say Hashem Elokeinu, we're supposed to tremble. There's certainly what to improve upon. And this is on top of the other words, which is what the story is talking about, saying words clearly. So many of us daven, but how often do we pay attention to the words that we say? For example, Shemona Esrei is something we say three times a day. We oftentimes, I know myself, I find myself mumbling the words. And this gets to the title that I remember as a youngster. I had the schus of growing up in Rabbi Yudin Senior, Rabbi Benjamin Yudin Shul in Shomrei Torah. And I remember clearly hearing him say the following mashal. He said, after 120, when we go up to Shemayim, so Hashem is going to turn to us and he's going to say, and we're going to say, what? Excuse me? And Hashem is going to turn to us, Kaviyachal, and he's going to say, and we say, what? Excuse me? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn to us and he's going to say, this is how you've been talking to me all these years, so I figured that's what you understand. Now, that's a very uncomfortable thought, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn to us and say, this is how we've been talking to him all of these years. But Lamaisa, it's not far from the truth. If we're mamish talking to Hashem, and we're saying Hashem Elokeinu, and we're supposed to have in mind, he's Adon HaKol, he was, is, and will be. He's Elokeinu, he's Mashgiach Al Kol Olam Kulo, which means he's supervising, he's Kol Yachol, he's all-powerful, and he's Mashgiach Al Kol Olam Kulo. So if we really understand what we're saying, and we understand we're saying words of Hashem, we're talking to Hashem, So then we certainly would not be mumbling our words, and certainly not mumbling the words of Hashem Elokeinu. And going back to the Rashi we discussed, even Amalek understood the koach of tefillah that we have, and they understood that if the tefillah is not precise, if we ask Hashem, help us save us from a nation or this nation without expressing which specific nation it is, perhaps, hopefully, for their sake, we would not, our tefillahs would not be successful. We should all be zoche to try as best as we can to pronounce the words properly, and also to understand and really internalize the koach ha-tefillah that we have when we do daven precisely and properly. Have a great Shabbos.